Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do some Heat basketball coming up later on in the hour. Mark Jones from ESPN will join us for 15 minutes. Heat and Lakers tonight. All right, Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, bad news for the Lakers. Next, and in the 1 o'clock hour, George Sedano will join us too. We'll do a little Heat Lakers with him. Also, our pal Brian Monroe, former Miami Hurricane, he's in studio with us every Friday at noon, so we can get to all that Canes action. They take on Louisville tomorrow afternoon. But right here, every Friday at this time, we talk to Nick Kostas from You Better You Bet. He's on the line here, our Radio.com sports betting insider and, of course, host of You Better You Bet. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And, of course, you can hear Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app and the website. Hey, Nick, good morning. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Zazzle? What's going on, Amber? And what's going on to the great people of South Florida? Great to talk to you guys on a football Friday.
Well, I got off to a good start. Okay, that's what's going on. Last night, I don't know who you leaned toward last night, but the line on the game yesterday, it didn't make a ton of sense to me, okay? Oakland, I think, has been a pretty good team so far this year. Thursday night, I mean, I understand the Chargers don't have to travel very far, you know, to get to Oakland there last night, but... You know, Thursday night, home team, Raiders been playing well, and they're the dog. I mean, I loved the Raiders last night. What did you think, Nick?
Yeah, you were definitely on the right side of the game. Honestly, I thought it was a coin flip. I didn't have a strong feeling on one side or another. I liked the over in the game, which hit. I liked the Chargers team total over, which, of course, missed by a half point. But we made up for that with the Hunter Henry to score a touchdown anytime prop. So it was overall a profitable night for us on You Better You Bet picking that game. But look, like I said, like it was just that's a coin flip game if there ever was one. I will say that it is enjoyable that the Raiders are 5-4. Whether you're a fan of the Raiders or not, I think everyone has to admit that the NFL is better when the Raiders are good, the Raiders are relevant. And how cool was that with John Gruden hugging the Raiders fans after the game last night, even though the fans know that the Raiders are leaving town to go to Vegas next year? I just thought that was such a cool scene at the end of the game last night.
Yeah, I think Gruden's done a good job there. I think the moves he's made so far are justified. They were bad last year, but they look like a team that's heading in the right direction. Anyway, Dolphins, let's start with the local team. All right, they got the rare 4 o'clock game this Sunday. Once again, double-digit dog, okay? It looks like they're getting 11.5 this weekend against a Colts team that's a little bit banged up. Now, the Dolphins, you know, I know we don't like betting the Dolphins because they're terrible, but the Dolphins, I think, have covered, if not 4 weeks in a row, 3 out of the last 4 weeks. What do we make of Miami and Indianapolis?
Yeah, they have. You were right. First, they have 4 straight weeks the Dolphins have covered, which is pretty unbelievable considering, obviously, they're not a very good team. Obviously, getting win over the Jets was good for morale. And I got to say, I think Brian Flores is actually a really good coach. And I mean that sincerely. And I think the Dolphins are in very good hands in the future moving forward with the plan that they've got and the coaching staff that they've got in place. So I think Dolphins fans should feel pretty good. But as far as this Sunday goes, I mean, there's no way that I'm going to advocate betting on the Dolphins here. And, like, we've talked about it this week on You Better You Bet, right, where now, like, it's being thrown out there, right? Dolphins are a covering machine at this point. Dolphins have won 4 straight. Dolphins are coming off their first win. And now they're a double-digit road underdog, against the Colts team. And we don't know if Jacoby Brissett's going to play or not. And this is the Colts team that's coming off a loss last week to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, again, people will see. Dolphins getting double digits. People want to take the points with Miami. I say not so fast. I like the Colts in this spot here. Colts would have won the game last week in Pittsburgh, and I had the Steelers in that game, and I admit that I got lucky. If Brissett plays that whole game, Indianapolis wins. But Brian Hoyer threw a terrible pick six, had another fumble that led to points for the Steelers here. So I think even if it's Hoyer, if it's Brissett, I don't think it makes a difference. I think the Colts get back on track. I think the Colts will roll in this game. It's not one of my favorite picks of the week, but I would lay it with the Colts. I would not play the Dolphins.
I wonder what you make here, Nick, of Cincinnati and Baltimore. Cincinnati's a 10.5-point home dog. They got the new rookie quarterback who's going to get his first start. But the reason that this game stands out to me a little bit, what do you buy into it all, maybe an emotional letdown with the Ravens, such a huge win Sunday Night Football last week against the Patriots?
I mean, I think you know me well enough at this point to know where I'm going with this game. I bet the Bengals on Monday. And I know that this sounds crazy to people out there, and there's no such thing as a lock. So, like, please don't confuse what I'm saying. Like, I'm not guaranteeing the Bengals are going to cover the spread because the Ravens are obviously capable of going out there and covering the spread and winning by 14 or more points. But when you look at situational spots, it really doesn't get much better than this. It's a division game. It's on the road. You're getting double-digit points with the home team. I don't care if it's Andy Dalton or Ryan Finley. Like, I watched Ryan Finley in the preseason, and I know the preseason is not the be-all end all, but Finley was good in the preseason, and we knew that this was going to happen, that Finley was going to replace Andy Dalton at some point, especially with the team struggling and being terrible the way that they have. And the Ravens, you know, the last thing that we saw with Baltimore was them thrashing the team that we all thought was the best in the league, and still maybe, in the New England Patriots. Now that people are going to look at this line and see, wow, like, Cincinnati starting a rookie quarterback, and the Bengals suck, and the Ravens are great, and people are going to lay it with the Ravens. I'm going to take my chances with the Cincinnati Bengals here, and I do want to give you this piece of information, because I like to throw this stuff out there for you guys in the audience. Literally every single pro bettor and odds maker that we had on You Better You Bet this week, when me and my various co-hosts, when we asked the question, where does the value lie on the NFL board this weekend? It was unanimous. Every single one said the Cincinnati Bengals.
I agree.
That does not mean the Bengals are going to cover, but I'm just giving you that information, and it's one of my favorite bets of the week as well.
Yeah, I agree. How about the two New York teams, okay? Jets are a 2.5-point home dog with the Giants.
Yeah, if you allow me to be self-indulgent for a second, I grew up in New York as a huge Giants fan, and I will be rooting for the Jets this Sunday. This is the rare game where I think Jets fans should be rooting for the Giants. Giants fans should be rooting for the Jets with two terrible coaching staffs that both fan bases would like to get blown out and fired. I like the Jets, honestly. I think Sam Darnold's going to have a big bounce-back spot here against this Giants defense. And, you know, the Giants secondary is what cures all ills, including perhaps mononucleosis. We'll find out on Sunday. But the bet that I really like in this game is the over. It's gone up 3 points from 41.5 to 44.5. So you're not going to get the best of the number, but I still like it. I actually think this game is going to get played in the 50s. Two bad defenses. I'm expecting good games from both Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold. As a side, I lean towards the Jets. But the bet I really like in this game is the over. But I have to acknowledge, again, it has moved 3 points. So if you bet it now, you are not getting the best of the number. But I do still think that it'll hit.
And is that our favorite total of Sunday? I know you got it 41.5, but is that our favorite total?
I like the Falcons Saints over also. And I think that's going to be a shootout in the Superdome. I think that game's probably going to be played in the 60s. I actually like the Falcons, which I know it's another crazy bet perhaps. But they're getting 13 in a divisional game, coming off the bye, kind of the last hurrah for the Falcons here. So I kind of like the Falcons to cover it, but again, the bet that I like in that game, over 51 points, Atlanta and New Orleans. And I also like the under in that Rams-Steelers game, which I believe right now is sitting at 43.5.
Okay, and what is our best play as far as the actual game is concerned?
I like the Bengals. I think it's my favorite
That's
play of the weekend.
Okay.
It's just an unbelievable situational spot. Cincinnati. Hopefully they're able to go out there. It's one of these games, like, you're going to watch at the edge of your seat if you bet on Cincinnati, and it's one of those where you close your nose when you make the bet. But I do like the Bengals quite a bit. I've been saying it since Monday, and again, like, literally every person we have on the show is on the Cincinnati Bengals. It doesn't mean it's going to hit, but, like, a lot of sharp people are betting the Bengals this week.
Now, finally here, Nick, we don't always ask about college football, but tomorrow's a big game, LSU and Alabama, and we're especially interested down here because Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, we hope he plays. Give me some thoughts on LSU and Alabama.
Yeah, it's really difficult, right? It kind of sucks, the situation with Tua and this injury here. Just no one really knows what to expect. So, I mean, I can get on here and I can pontificate one way or another. This team's going to cover, this team's going to cover, but the bottom line is, no one knows what's going to happen because no one knows what Tua Tagovailoa's health status is going to be when he steps on the field in Tuscaloosa tomorrow. Is he 100%? Is he 60%? Is he going to be the Tua that we saw in the national championship game against Clemson that was also coming off of surgery on his ankle? Like, I'm not so sure that that's going to be the case, so I can't advocate right now betting one way or another as far as the side is concerned. What I can tell you guys is that sharp money has hit this under. So it's opened at 65, down to 63. I think there still may be some value in this under, but for me, I'm going to be watching this game tomorrow, and I'm going to be looking for a live betting opportunity. I want to see kind of how Tagovailoa looks and see if maybe there's value to be gleaned on Alabama or LSU. Like I said, I would love to give you a firm answer, like pound one side or take the other one, but with Tagovailoa's health being very much unknown and up in the air, it's very hard to predict right now.
I could just watch it and enjoy the game. I don't need to have my mortgage riding on it. That's okay. I'll just watch it. I'll have a little bit of fun with LSU-Alabama. That's no problem. Nick, on our way out here, plug the show. Tell us what we got coming up and all that good stuff.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for allowing me to do that. Yeah, see, if you're into sports, you're into gambling, even just a little bit, you're into fantasy football, check out You Better You Bet weeknights on radio.com, sportstheradio.com, that's 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and then Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Again, it's sports talk through the gambling and fantasy prism. I think people will enjoy it, so check it out if you get the chance. And also, I'll throw out one more pick for you guys.
Yep.
I like the U quite a bit. Miami to cover tomorrow against Louisville. Letdown spot for Louisville coming off the big win over Virginia. Like what I'm seeing from Jaren Williams, I'll be laying it tomorrow with Miami minus 6.5 against Louisville.
Okay, excellent job there. Thanks, Nick. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you and all the great listeners out there minimal sweats winning bets and the absolute very best of luck.
So that's our pal Nick Costas right there. Again, you can check him out, like he said, radio.com sports betting insider. You can check him out on You Better You Bet. And all insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And again, go check Nick out. You Better You Bet every night on the radio.com app. You give it a listen. And we like talking to Nick, trying to win that money. So how about that? Canes, you want to put a little bit of action on the Hurricanes tomorrow, -6.5. I'll give you a quick recap here. Okay, real quick what he likes. Indy -11.5 on Sunday. Cincy +10.5, which is his best play. And I think it's a good play too. He likes the Jets +2.5, but the over 44.5 Jets and Giants, likes the over 51 Atlanta New Orleans, likes under, unders are a killer, you can't bet unders, likes the under 43.5 Rams and Pittsburgh, and likes the under 63 LSU and Alabama. Okay, doesn't particularly like either side of that one because you don't know about Tonga Valoa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.